It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Way too many kids are taking prescription drugs for emotional behavioral reasons. The stats actually break my heart. Wait till you hear. They're even just prescribing them to toddlers as young as 18 months. And that's not all. Kids are also prescribed antibiotics twice as often as they are needed. This is a serious issue. Their side effects are short and long term, and they're not good. And here to help us understand this situation is Dr. Hyla Kass. I'm going to get her name correctly because she is awesome. Dr. Hyla Kass at CASS. She's author of wonderful books, and she's here to tell us how to get kids off of meds. That's a big priority. You're going to find out why in just a second. Dr. Kass, we are so happy to have you with us. Please bring us up to date on the use of these psychotropic, that sounds scary, drugs that are so readily used by kids today.
Yeah, it all has to do with marketing in the pharmaceutical industry. That's all it has to do with. And it's simply that they used up the market in adults, and they have to keep expanding it so they are going to younger and younger ages. That's the larger picture. Ah. The individual picture is that I see children put on medication, and it's beyond scary, because these are children with developing brains. We're putting them on very strong medications, younger and younger ages, to expand the market. This is the pharmaceutical market. And it's not saying, oh, aren't they evil? It's that the pharmaceutical market is a market. It's a business. It's a business just like oil and gas is a business. You know, it's not it's very impersonal. They're answering to their shareholders. But what we're talking about is young lives. We're talking about young lives. Doctors are actually... I would say, kind of influenced, maybe brainwashed, into thinking that this is actually an appropriate thing to do, because, the prescription pad is kind of the big gun that physicians have. I'm a physician. I have a prescription pad. I am glad I have a prescription pad, because there's times I want to use it. But what's happening now with kids is really, really shameful.
You know, it's just, it upsets me a lot every time I broach this topic. And we really need to make it clear to the consumer so they can be educated, because, first of all, you don't have to buy stock in these pharmaceutical companies or use them. But, if we're educated, we can then raise the questions to our doctors and for ourselves. We're talking about, as you said, young children whose brains are still growing, and they're getting what is known as psychotropic drugs. Would you explain what those are and what the side effects are?
Well, when you're taking something, for example, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, Effexor, which are given for depression, they are supposed to selectively stop the reuptake of serotonin, so there's more serotonin available, and this supposedly raises mood. Well, that's all well and good, but there's no such thing as a focused drug. Drugs always have many other effects. They're called side effects. They're really all the other effects of that particular drug. So, you can't escape side effects. And what you're doing is messing with the brain, messing with their neurotransmitter, with their brain chemicals, and with the receptors of those neurotransmitters. And that is, on a very delicate forming brain, that needs to find its own way. It needs to grow its own ways of making those connections among the brain cells, and you're actually impairing that ultimately. And beyond that, this is besides the drugs being, I'd say, pretty unsafe. What we're not looking at, what you and I are looking at, thank goodness, is that there is a root cause for, say, depression or, let's say, oppositional defiant behavior. ADD, these are some of the indications for which children are given these medications. Well, we need to look at what's the root cause. First of all, of course, look at the behavior. My roots are in psychiatry. Look at the behavioral issues. Look at the family issues. Children will often act out what's going on in the family. The other issues are, what's the child eating? You can speak to that, Ellen. I know you can.
Basically, so these drugs are are treating symptoms and not necessarily the condition they're in. And those are behavior, like very heavy words we're using for kids at such young age. So, you know, it worries me about misdiagnosis, about jumping into conclusion, you know, at which point is it a tantrum versus a chronic issue. But more importantly, I think for our parents that are listening today is that have kids on these drugs, they're probably asking themselves, well, how do I get my kids off of them? And what is the conversation I need to have?
It's difficult because in some schools, they won't let your kid back into the classroom unless they're on a stimulant medication. And now I have to tell you, I have had children come to my practice where the little boy brings in he's been, even to be 9 or 12 years old, most recently a 12-year-old. Mother brought him in, and I put him on essential fatty acids, fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, 2 grams a day, and put him on my Focus product, which contains tyrosine, phenylalanine, and some other natural products that help to stimulate the neurotransmitters. It helps to make the neurotransmitters rather than trying to fool the brain. It's actually giving the brain the raw materials that it needs. I also asked her to remove junk food and sugar. Anyway, what happened, but even before the diet was changed very much, she told me that, I saw her a few weeks later, she said that the teacher said, I'm so glad you put him on that medication. He's so much better. He's paying attention in the classroom. He's one of the best kids now. You see, I told you he needed medication. And she and I just looked at each other and laughed, you know? But it wasn't funny.
Was she told what really happened? Did they share what you had done? No. Because we need to educate the teachers.
Well, the teachers do need to be educated, and I do whatever I can. I give talks all over the place, and I have a website where I have information, CassMD.com, and I talk to parents, and whenever I see a child, I will talk to extended family. I'll talk to whoever. I have a big mouth. I really want to educate. I write about all of this. It's so important for people to understand that if you have depression, anxiety, attention deficit disorder, even bipolar disorder, what it can be is a sign of some nutritional imbalance that we can actually remedy, even if it's something that runs in the family. You know, bipolar illness runs in families, ADD runs in families, alcoholism runs in families. All of these have to do with neurotransmitter imbalances. And in fact, most of the ones I just mentioned have to do with the dopamine imbalance. That's one of the neurotransmitters. And I'm telling you, you give the right diet and supplements, and you have brilliant results. It doesn't take long, especially with children. They are so responsive.
Yep, kids are great, and it seems to me that most people maybe can open their eyes to the truth that these artificial ingredients, whether they're flavors or preservatives or whatever's artificial, are neurostimulants, and therefore you end up with fidgety hands and you can't focus and you can't sit still, which, by the way, are the symptoms for ADHD, and that's, to me, awfully general. So I'm so glad that you've taken the steps to set it straight, both in your practice and on your website. So if you could summarize how to get kids off meds, how would you describe that quickly?
It has to be done gradually. You don't just pull them off. You correct the diet. Give them, sugar, minimal sugar, minimal preservatives, additives. No soda. The sodas are really disgusting. So you clean up the diet, and then you add in essential fatty acids. You add in, if it's AD, nutritional supplements like my Focus product or something like that. I developed products when there weren't any on the market. So,
Wow. Dr. Cass, thank you so much for sharing all that information. It was so great to have you in such short time. I want everybody to look for more information on her website, and that's www.cassmd.com, where you can find her latest book, The Addicted Brain and How to Break Free. And for more from us, make sure you always listen to us on Radio MD. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.